behavior as much as I did, except that she was not into writing like I was. Out of nowhere, our friend Brannix stormed inside the study room. "Guys, guys! Sister Phyllis wants everyone who is going to Pawbanks to meet her by the path. Hurry up!" We grabbed our backpacks and followed him quickly. We didn't want to be left behind. As soon as Sister Phyllis and a group of 15 other students saw us coming, they started walking down the blue-marked path and took us to Jump's Place Lake. Just like in our two previous trips, a boat was waiting for us. Captain Laska was St. Clair's College, Mother Superior's younger brother. He was a nice silver-haired captain. Sister Phyllis had a beautiful voice and started singing a popular song. Pretty soon, we all joined her. Most of us couldn't sing at all and sounded terrible. It was absolutely hilarious, though. When we arrived at our destination, Captain Laska and the boys from the group helped the ladies get out of the boat like perfect gentlemen. I purposely waited for Francie's turn, and when I touched her hand, I felt like a shock of electricity invaded my body. Francis's body trembled like mine a little bit. I was almost certain that she liked me, too. But she was even shyer than I was. Our accommodations in the most elegant hotel in Pawbanks were fantastic. At dinner time, Sister Phyllis took us to a new Irish restaurant. The place was so close that we were able to walk there. The first thing that we all noticed was a group of German boys our age. Pawbanks had a pub that was famous for their enormous beers. They probably got drunk there. Sister Phyllis asked for tables as far away from those boys as possible. Unfortunately, the restaurant was packed and the only tables available for a big group like ours were two tables away from them. As soon as the German boys saw Francie, they started talking German to her. None of us, including Sister Phyllis, knew German. After a busy, fun day, we were all starving. That's why we stayed. We sat down trying to ignore the obnoxious group. The restaurant's manager came to their table and asked them to leave. They laughed at him and continued shouting words to Francie, who was sitting next to Catherine. I didn't have to understand German to know they were saying obscenities. Four of the nine Germans stood up and were slowly walking towards Francie while laughing and making vulgar gestures at the rest of us. Edward, Brannix, Christoph, Mixa, Catherine, and I stood up immediately. I didn't want to wait for any of them to get close to Francie, and threw the first punch. One of the Germans grabbed a crystal glass and hit Edward in the forehead with it. My friend went down on the floor in disbelief. When Catherine saw Edward bleeding, she turned into a lioness and attacked the one who hurt him. I had my suspicions about her having a crush on Edward, and now I was completely sure. The police arrived and broke up the fight. The manager and Sister Phyllis asked them to arrest the German boys. Everyone in the restaurant saw me throw the first punch, but no one said anything because they knew our group was the one being provoked. After such an unexpected incident, Captain Laska took us back to Jomske Plaiso Lake early in the morning. Chapter 3. Catacombs First Execution. This year, I am participating in the weightlifting tournament, you guys. I think you have a good chance of winning, Edward. Thank you, Catherine. I really hope you defeat Zyvin, the arrogant guy who won last year. I don't like him. I agree with you, Mixka. Zyvin is on my shit list, since he purposely pushed me really hard my first day at St. Clair's. Well, thank you for agreeing with me, Christoph. Are you competing this year, too? No, I don't think I am strong enough yet. Maybe next year. The day of the tournament arrived, my friends and I went to the gym with the rest of the students. Catherine couldn't hide her excitement. Unfortunately, no one was as strong as Zyvin, and once again, he was St. Clair's champion. Some students left the gym while others stayed to congratulate the winner. Edward looked furious. I really need a drink, you guys. Do you still have Toksijov vino, Christoph? Of course I do, Edward. Toksijov is my favorite wine in the whole world. I still have some of the fine cheese and crackers that my parents sent me yesterday. Let's go to the catacombs and enjoy ourselves. Excellent idea, Alec. I am going to tell the girls the plan and we will meet you there soon, okay? After we nodded yes, Brannix left to get the girls. It was raining really hard outside. Lightning illuminated our path. One of the college's rules was not to go inside the catacombs because they were a sacred place. My friends and I went there several times to drink